Today is Wednesday, June the 9th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Today, we look at the issue of original or inherited sin. How did the sin of Adam affect me? According to Scripture, the sin of Adam impacted me in at least two ways. First, I have inherited guilt. We are all counted guilty because of Adam's sin. We immediately push back against such an accusation as being unfair. After all, I wasn't the one who ate the fruit of the tree. While being offended at hearing that you are guilty because of Adam's sin, hear the words of Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. When speaking of the sin of Adam, Paul declared that all sinned. In other words, it was as if we were all there committing that sin. Death spread to all people when Adam sinned, because when Adam sinned, all sinned. That's what Scripture says. The context shows this to be the case because Paul is not talking about the actual sins of people that they commit every day of their lives. Rather, the entire passage is taken up with the comparison between Adam and Christ. In the sin of one man, death spread to all. In the sacrifice of one man, life spread to all who have faith. Therefore, God thought of all of us having sinned when Adam disobeyed him. So when Adam sinned, God thought of all who had descended, who would descend from Adam as sinners. Though we did not yet exist, God, looking into the future and knowing that we would exist, began thinking of us as those who were guilty like Adam. This is seen in the statement of Paul in Romans 5:8, where he wrote, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for us, you and me, while we were yet sinners? We hadn't even been conceived. The vast majority for whom Christ died didn't exist when he died. But he died for us while we were yet sinners. Even though we didn't exist when Christ died, God still saw us as sinners in need of his sacrificial death, because when Adam sinned, all sinned. The conclusion to be drawn from these verses is that all members of the human race were represented by Adam in the time of testing in the Garden of Eden. As our representative, Adam sinned, and God counted us guilty as well as Adam. When we first confront the idea that we have been counted guilty because of Adam's sin, our tendency is to protest because it just seems unfair. We did not actually decide to sin, did we? Then how can we be counted guilty? Is it just for God to act this way? In response, two things can be said. First, everyone who protests that this is unfair has also voluntarily committed many actual sins, which would cause God to hold us guilty anyway. I've never heard anyone complain about this or protest it as unfair who had not yet sinned. That kind of makes the point moot, doesn't it? The person who complains of a lack of fairness is guilty, regardless. Second and most persuasive to this objection to a lack of fairness is to point out that if we think it is unfair for us to be represented by Adam, then we should also think it is unfair for us to be represented by Christ and to have his righteousness imputed to us by God. After all, we did not live his righteous life. He did. When Jesus paid for my sins, I hadn't actually yet committed any. Also, how could he pay the price for what I did? If I'm going to complain that I have to pay the price for what Adam did, shouldn't I, in fairness, if fairness is really important to me, have the same complaint about the death of Jesus being credited to my account? The fact is that while we complain about the fairness of what Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:12, our fairness voices are silent when we get to verse 19. For as through one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one many will be made righteous. Adam, our first representative, sinned, and God counted us guilty. But Christ, the representative of all who believe in him, obeyed God perfectly, and God counted us righteous. That is the way God set it up. God regards the human race as an organic whole, a unity represented by Adam as its head. And God also thinks of the new race of Christians, those who are redeemed by Christ, as an organic whole, a unity represented by Christ as the head of his people. I remember well arguing this point with some fellow college students around the table as we studied. I declared as dogmatically as 20-year-olds tend to do that I am not responsible for Adam's sin and Adam is not responsible for mine. I was basing that on my idea of personal responsibility. Every person is guilty because every person, not one, has sinned. Like I said, I had no doubt about what was a very biblically wrong opinion. I changed my tune when my quote-unquote common sense conflicted with biblical truth. That's something that has occurred far too often, and it will occur far too often with all of us. We know we have matured when, upon discovering that our common sense conflicts with biblical truth, we submit humbly, without question, to biblical truth. May God grant us the ability always to do so.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.